snippet of the new single Awakening by 3-time Juno Award-nominated singer-songwriter Noella Charles. This anthem song of empowerment and renewed freedom is such an important message right now, a reawakening of your spirit within. Here to talk about her new single and the new music coming out this year is alternative soul singer-songwriter Noella Charles.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Just off the top, before I forget, I just want to say congratulations for the Soul Can Foundation.
Thank you.
For the Her Music Awards. That's pretty special.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about that, because I know for you, when it comes to your music, everything is really geared to being authentic and connecting with the fans. And you've always had such a powerful message, you know, when it comes to your music. What has this award meant to you?
Yeah, I think it really kind of hit home when we had the award ceremony and we got to meet the jurors. And I think that made it even more special, because these were women who I've looked up to. Like, we didn't know who they were until, you know, the award ceremony. And just, these are women who are working and who have successful careers in music in Canada, and just like an inspiration to me. And just to have them recognize, you know, my work ethic and the music that I've put out and my contribution really meant a lot. Like, I almost cried because I was like, what? You know, because, like, you never know with these awards. You don't know who's selecting the winners and, like, what goes on behind the scenes. So to really just have them, you know, go up there and kind of explain their reasoning for things really just made me feel really special and super grateful. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Is there anybody that stands out to you that was a part of the judging?
Oh, there was a, like, Jill Barber was there.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Danielle from Dear Rouge was one of the jurors. Just like, yeah, like, it's just
very cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Very nice. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
We need that too. You know, when our female Canadian artists are just doing phenomenal. And it's so nice to see everybody getting awarded and really delivering those positive messages that we need to the youth out there too, that are following kind of dream. Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. Really, really excited for you. Talk about what it's been like for you when it comes to starting this musical journey for you, when you got the music bug.
I think in our house growing up, there was always kind of music going around, and my dad had like an acoustic guitar that he would like to play like the same blues riff over and over again. It was when we moved to the Bahamas, I was about 13. We did 2 years of schooling and then we switched to homeschooling, and it was during those homeschooling years that I really started picking up his guitar, teaching myself how to play, you know, chords, how to write super simple songs, and then eventually record myself on an old computer and like on tape decks and stuff. And that's where the love of it developed. And also just like, that was during the time of TRL on MTV, and Avril Lavigne was huge, Fifi Dobson, like Michelle Branch, like all of these women who were playing their instruments, singing about whatever they wanted, like just, they looked so cool. And I was like, if they could do it, like I sure can do it. Like, this is, it's possible, you know?
Absolutely. When you're going to follow this dream, it's not an easy one, right? Because there's a lot of sacrifice along the way. Mm-hmm. A lot of things that you look at, and everybody thinks it's just like stardom. You're like, you write, and you're going to get right in there and get onto a label, and, you know, everything's history from there. And it doesn't work like that. It's so hard work. Really, really hard
work. Yeah, exactly. Well, and especially now where everyone can put out a song.
It's true. It's true. It kind of makes, you know, everybody's coming out to kind of a level playing field.
Yeah.
Right? You know, because still, the radio stations still are looking for a certain kind of music. And unless you've had a few, you know, songs out there, or something has really blown up big, then it's hard to get on radio. It's not easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, with all the diverse cultures growing up for you and then settling into Canada, anything that has stood out to you in those experiences that have shaped or influenced you in the type of artist and mindset as a performer that you are?
I think each place was definitely uniquely different. Like, we went from a cattle ranch in BC to like the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. Huge change.
So, yeah. So for me, it was more just like worldview, because like even on the ranch in that city, we were 3-4 of the only 7, you know, black people in the town at the time in the 90s. Wow. To like going to the Bahamas, where it's the majority were black, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and that was just how it was. And so just the worldview of, and recognizing that everyone is, we're all human, you know, we all have our differences, but we should all be treated with respect and love, and we all deserve joy. And those are messages that I take with me when I write music. I try to make it as universal as possible so that everyone can relate in some way or another, mm-hmm. But still telling my own stories or stories of those around me, without pigeonholing myself too much.
Yeah, that's pretty cool to be able to be grounded enough to be able to deliver those messages that are going to mean something, not only in your life and a snippet of time for you and what you're dealing with in life, but also to be able to relate, whether or not it's male or female, young or old. Mm-hmm, there's so definitely. Many people that can relate to your music, which is pretty special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very, very special. When it comes to your sound, was there an influence to you that stood out, a songwriter or a singer when you were younger?
I mean, growing up, it was definitely Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Those were the two that I called my singing teachers, because they were just always on, and I just loved the emotion. And I was way too young to be listening to the content of what they were singing. Couldn't relate at all, but like I loved just their voices and the purity of their voice. But for me, like, I'm really inspired by like soundtracks or movies. And so like a lot of my references, like I'll go into sessions sometimes if I'm really feeling it, and I'll be like James Bond.
And, very like, either, cool.
Either they run away or they're like, no, we totally get it.
That's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. It must feel so cool when you're looking at your songs that are on the most popular shows.
Oh, it's amazing.
Hear those, you know, being played. Jane the Virgin and House of Lies, just to name a few of them. Like, there's, that's got to be so cool.
Oh, it's the coolest. Like, I feel like I was telling someone else, like, my biggest accomplishment, I feel, was when I got a song on the NFL, and it was just like a little montage, and it was like of just football players, you know, doing football.
That but is so cool.
It took me back to like as a kid watching the Dallas Cowboys with my dad and seeing these epic montages and just like feeling the excitement just from watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And that when I got mine, I was like, I'm done. Like, I don't need anything else. Like, I'm good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. What song did they play?
They played Coming For You, which is like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, which is really an odd choice. But the way they cut it together, it was like the one team, they were in the playoffs, and it made sense because they were coming after the title. And so it was just like all this drama, and it's like, I am coming for you.
I lost so it. Cool. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, yeah. To see that, because you know that everybody takes a look at those commercials. And they remember them for years to come.
Yeah, definitely. So. No, and I had like people like reach out when that aired. They're like, I'm here because of Coming For You on ESPN. And I was like, what? Yeah, it's so cool.
Oh, man, there's got to be so much that you have written over the years that may not see the light of day. And it might be something that's so personal to you. Something that, a song that stands out to you. Is there one that's really special?
There is a bunch that will never see the light of day.
That's what we get for our life experiences, right?
Yeah. But I think like all of those were, for me, I think those are the ones that I just had to get out of the system,
mm-hmm.
to then move on to write like, and most of them aren't finished, you know, because it's just like an idea or a thought. And then it was like, oh, I don't know how to finish this, or I didn't want to be that, like, not personal, but too pinpointed in anything. But not off the top of my head that I can remember, but there's a bunch that will never be.
You and I are going to have a talk one day. Yeah. Because I have a feeling what they might be. So you just never know, right?
Yeah.
We all can relate. We all can relate. Now, you have performed and been direct support for some of Canada's musical icons, you know, for all of us, Sam Roberts Band, as well as Jan Arden. There's so many that you have worked with. What does it feel like to be able to have gotten up on some of those really big stages?
It's like super cool. I mean, I grew up listening to Sam Roberts.
Me too.
I love them, and they are the nicest guys. Like, and I think that made it more special knowing that they are like, and everyone will, like, leading up to it, they all told me, like, oh my God, he's the nicest guy. And I'm like, yeah, okay, you know, because you have a perception of, like, rock stars or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he is so down to earth. Like, they were super inviting to not only myself, but my entire band. We just hung out, and it was just the nicest. And, like, Jan Arden, like, that show was unreal.
Oh, she's hilarious, isn't she?
Oh, she's so funny. And it was, like, outside on this amphitheater on, like, the perfect summer day. And it was just, like, so magical. Yeah. So definitely super grateful for those experiences, because
bucket list moment.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Total bucket list. Yeah. Now, you've been performing. You've done quite a few of the festivals in Germany, London, and the UK. So what is it like performing there in comparison to performing here in Canada?
I mean, I think the biggest takeaway has always been, like, people there actively seek out live performances without really knowing who's playing.
That's true.
Like, it's just, it's part of the culture just to go out and see what's happening, and they trust that the venues or whatever cafes are, you know, curating good stuff, and that they'll just show up to. Like, I played in Switzerland years ago, and just as, like, a trio, and the place sold out, and it was like, huh? Like, I am Swiss and I have family there, but my family only made up, like, three people. you know
wow.
Like, the rest were just strangers who looked it up on the website and were like, yeah, we're going to this, and they sold it out. And so that was a super cool moment, just recognizing that people here really do just want to enjoy the arts and support it.
Very cool. I know the UK period are huge fans of Canadian artists. Mm. And that's the one thing that, you know, we've just been able to really connect in the last couple of years, I think. And we've got a lot of the UK artists that are coming here and signing up with different promotional companies here too. And it's been really cool to see the borders open up the way that they have. When you've been chasing this dream and wanting to be that successful singer-songwriter, what was the idea of success and what it looked like back then in comparison to what it looks like for you today?
I think back then it's always like, oh, I want to be a superstar. You know, I want to like make it. I want to play all these shows and whatever. And it's funny because, like, a lot of, you know, coming from Edmonton, like, a lot of up-and-coming artists, they'll always ask me, like, how did you do this? How did you do that? How, you know, all these things. And it just took me a second to recognize that I am kind of living the dream life, like, being able to be a musician, like, have my songs on television, like, and be able to live off of my music. It might not be, like, Beyonce level, but I think that level comes with its own, like, downsides, which,
very,
you know,
true.
I'm able to live a regular life. I can go to the store, you know,
like, you have a balance. You have a balance of doing your dream.
So it's definitely just now being able to live comfortably doing my music, and you know, have that be my career, which has been awesome.
Pretty sweet place to be. when you've Yep. done all the work, because it's hard. And when you're at that place finally, it takes so much blood, sweat, and tears to get there. And Mm-hmm. your own branding, everything that you need to do, and you've done it so well.
Oh, thank you.
Really, really well.
I still don't think I'm fully there yet. Like, and I think that's just the, you know, the artist in me, or the Capricorn, I don't know, one or the other. But like, still, like, there's still things I want to accomplish, but I'm definitely happy and grateful with where I'm at, because I know it's a rare thing that I'm able to do.
And you're authentic. And you're true to yourself.
Try to be. Yes.
And that's the main thing, is like when you can get to that place and find success doing what you're doing, knowing that you're always going to evolve mm-hmm. and you're okay with change, then you know what, that's half the battle right there.
Yeah, definitely.
When you look at the biggest lessons so far for you personally navigating a music career, what would it be?
I think just trusting my own gut. Like, I had a very bad experience with a producer. And I think it was just one of those situations where I saw it coming, but I didn't understand, like, the situation until after the fact and after everything kind of went
Settled.
Left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, that's why I was feeling so anxious every time I went into
mm-hmm.
the studio. You know, like, those kind of things that I didn't really pick up on or understand. I was just thinking, oh, I'm just sick today. It's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this person makes you feel unsafe, you know?
Right.
And so it's just trusting your gut and recognizing that, you know, I am capable of doing all these things, because a lot of people will fill your head with doubt. Like, you can't do this, or you can't do this, or you're not good enough, or, you know, we need more of this. It's like, well, no, like, there's a place for everyone. And if you just stick to your guns,
mm-hmm.
You know, you will be heard eventually. So I think that's a big one for me, is just sticking to my truth and not letting the doubt get the best of me.
Very good advice. Very, very good advice. Okay. So when you're looking at the identity for you today, because your music has changed along the way, to me, this is the best I've heard from you.
Thank you.
Yeah, really.
I think so too.
I totally believe that. So yeah. When you're looking at the identity that you wanted to be when you started out in this journey, and being able to navigate that, to find your identity and be comfortable with it, what was it about your music now that has changed so much for you? What's the biggest change you notice?
I think working on this stuff has really been freeing, because I found like a producer partner who sees me and kind of understands the references that I throw out because he's worked so much in the UK and Europe. When I like give him artists that I listen to, he's not thrown by it.
He gets you.
He gets it. Whereas a lot of Canadians, it was always like they're secure in what they're doing
mm-hmm.
because, and it's kind of more playing it safe, because also we have the grant system, which we take for granted.
True.
Because it's kind of just like, not, I don't want to say easy money, but it's like a guaranteed thing, whereas for someone like him, he's had to really, really work to get to the position he's in.
Mm-hmm.
And
really
so
hustle. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. And he's just like, what are grants?
I don't know what that is. I had to bring in every dollar. Yes.
Yeah.
That's like, so true.
He really saw me and then allowed me at the same time to just say what I wanted to and what I needed to.
Nice.
And he was like, I'm not going to touch the lyrics. Like, the lyrics are yours. I'm here if you need help, or if you have questions, or you need, you know, some inspiration, but like, that's on you, because this is you know, this is about you. And I think that's the first time I've had that, especially in a co-writing situation where, you know, we're 50-50, but he was very adamant about, like, you know, say what you have to say, like, what do you want to say.
That's so cool. That's nice to find, because when you can find someone like that and the team around you you know, believes in what your ability are and able to bring out the best, the very best in you.
Yeah.
It's
definitely
hard to find, really hard to find the people you can trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I know that.
I bet. I don't want to underplay anything that you've done before, but I am so excited about this new single for you.
Thank you. I'm really excited too.
Tell us about writing this one, because this could stand for, as I said before, any generation. It can stand for any genre of music right now, any love. Like, it doesn't matter, whatever fans listen to out there can so relate to the song and gravitate to it just because of the cool sounds in it. Everything. It's such a great tune.
Thank you. Yeah, I think for this one specifically, like, I had started, and I think with all of the songs coming out later this year, I really try to take a more hands-on approach to quote-unquote producing, but like not at a level where I'm ever going to expect it to go out into the world, but just to get ideas down and to flesh it out a bit more. And so with this one, I had started a little, it was more kind of low, down tempo, afro beat, but most of the lyrics just kind of came out and remained the same for the version that's out now. Mm-hmm. And so when I brought it to my producer, Matt, he was like, this is cool, but he's like, this isn't what I do. Oh. And it kind of didn't fit with the rest of what we had already done. And so for him, he's like, let's see how we can make this a bit more closer to what we've already recorded, but also like push yourself, you know, like the chorus wasn't fully formed at that point. I had the verses down, but I didn't really have the full concept realized. And so he was really just like, go back to the drawing board. Let's play around with some sounds. Let's make it a bit more epic. And really when we started doing that, that's when the chorus came and just this fully formed idea of awakening and just like affirmations and you really standing in your power. Yeah,
yes,
definitely
empowering anthem. And I absolutely love this one. We're going to play it here right now. And this is Awakening by my very special guest, Noella Charles, here on Music's Journey.
Oh, girls, you never let her fire down. Never let them see her swim. Cause sharks dive deeper when you let them in. Oh my girl, she never aimed higher. Was afraid to aspire much to anything. And she dreams about diamonds dripping from her skin. Colder than the ice that a liquor swims in. Nothing but the best for her majesty the king. Yeah.
Awakening. This is an awakening. She tried to be a flower, but found a super.
That was Awakening, and that it is. It's a true evolution, a reawakening of one's spirit, and the light can't be diminished no matter what. And I absolutely love the message for this one, and that's the new single from Noella Charles. What a powerful message.
Thank you.
Oh, such a good one. We want to remind fans, make sure you can get your copy of Awakening on all streaming platforms right now, and you can add it to your playlist, and you also can request it at your local radio station. That's such an amazing, fiery spirit for this one. It must have felt good when you saw the end product for this and seeing how the fans are responding to it already.
Oh, definitely. Like, I've had people send me voice memos. Like, I had one and she was like, Noella, I feel like you wrote this for me. Like, you have no idea what the last year has been like. Like, this is my song. Like, I cannot wait to hear more. Like, go, girl. You know, like, it was so cool, because that's part of why, you know, I write songs is like, yeah, for my own kind of therapy in a way, mm-hmm. but more so to like give people soundtracks to their lives and have them be able to turn something on when they're feeling a certain way, mm-hmm. you know, or they need to be comforted by something, you know, like that's kind of why I do it. And so getting that back and hearing those things just makes it all worthwhile.
That's why I think this is the best one for you. I'm so excited to see what you're going to be putting out later on this year, for sure. But this one is just such a great tune right now. And I'm sure that, you know, UK is loving it just as much as Canada is here. So I love it. Really great, great song.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
What do you got coming out? You said you've got some more new music. So is there more on the horizon?
Oh, definitely. Well, we're going to put out the video for Awakening in the next week or so. And then look out for a new single in May. And Ooh. Then more to come the rest of the year. So basically the rest of the year, there's going to be tons of new music coming. Just really excited. All with, you know, the same producer, Matt Parade. And just a new era of Noella Charles.
There you go. It's just that new junction, that new journey, right? Because life is always changing. And so is the music. And you evolve as you go. And it's just such an exciting journey to be on right now. Playing some live shows, too. It's got to feel good.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So what do you got coming up?
Nothing at the moment. I just played Prince George. And then I was in Spain for a week at a writing camp. And it was actually happenstance that I got to play a little show there, which is really fun. But yeah, just kind of just seeing what's out there and, you know, trying to plan something for the future, but nothing on the docket just yet.
It's so nice to hear you traveling all over the world and playing and just being able to write in these different places too. That's pretty cool.
It's super cool. And it was like, I was filling in for one of the other artists who was part of the camp, and it was supposed to be her showcase, but she felt ill. And so when they asked me to do it, I was like, okay. But then when I got there, the lady told me that when she let some of the patrons know who were already there, that I will be filling in. They actually knew who I was, which was crazy.
There you go.
They're like, Noella Charles? And, you know, and I was like, huh? But that's like, I honestly attribute that to a lot of the syncs that I've gotten, like the television placements. Mm-hmm. Because that has really seen my music travel all over the world, and I'm just super grateful for that.
It's amazing when you get to hear your song played out to something that's going on in the show, mm-hmm. and that it fits that scene so perfectly, and it sticks out to everybody. They'll go, who is that? And I do it all the time. It's like, who sings that? And it's like, it's so cool when you get to be able to have people all over the world that are watching those shows, because they're such big shows.
Oh, yeah, massive.
Mm-hmm.
Massive.
That's where the listening audience just goes up and up, and they can appreciate all the talent that you've got. So you got some really great chops there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Songwriting girl. You're really, really good. What does it look like for Noella Charles for 2022 and exciting projects that you've got? Have you got anything that you can tease us with that's coming up? I heard there might be something special coming up in the fall.
In the fall, yes, I will be
A little
putting
bit?
out a little bit of them.
I'm squeaking it out of you.
Yeah. No, like the last year, I've definitely been working a lot with Matt and writing a bunch of new songs. And Awakening is just the beginning of that. Going to be announcing something, I think, in the next couple of months, but just super excited and just happy to have more stuff on the way and hopefully a lot more live shows for you as well.
Wonderful. So where can fans get all the latest news? So if we have to wait and you're not going to squeak it out for me, then everybody's going to have to watch your socials there. So what's the best place?
Yeah, definitely. My website is NuelaCharles.com. So NuelaCharles.com. And if you sign up for the newsletter, I always keep folks up to date at least like once a month. And then all my social media is also NuelaCharles, N-U-E-L-A. And you'll find everything from me making coffee in the morning to me traveling all over the world. That's a great way to keep up with me.
Very cool. Do you have time for a few burning questions?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so one place that you would love to travel and have not seen yet?
Ooh, the Maldives.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
Yeah.
Didn't expect that one. That's awesome.
It's no, really it's good just like, yeah, just the crystal blue waters is what I'm all for.
I don't blame you. Yeah. It would be for me too.
Yeah.
Okay, so who is your favorite artist on Canadian radio, male or female?
Oh,
right now.
On Canadian radio, probably, that's a hard one. I want to say Dear Rouge, but they're a band, but it's like, I think what they do is really authentic and really catchy, and I always love everything that they put out.
Very cool. Okay, so what about south of the border? Who's your favorite?
America. Honestly, I don't listen to sounds bad. I don't listen to a lot of American artists.
Okay.
And it's mostly the UK.
Okay, so who's your favorite in the UK?
So Sam Fender is an amazing singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm.
That's the second time I've had that name come up in the last couple of weeks. Yeah,
he's amazing. And then a band called Nothing But Thieves.
I don't think I've heard of them.
No, more his voice is like has always been compared to like Jeff Buckley.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so super like rock, modern rock, but very sometimes political in their lyricism. And they always have something to say, which with both of those artists, like that's what I like is when music has a message and it's not
just you a know, song.
Love, yeah, like love is great, but how many love songs do we need? You know, like I need
make
to
change.
Grab onto something. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right, making change, right?
Yeah,
touching lives, that's the whole point. And I think, you know, music does so much when it comes to healing and what it can do to transport somebody right where they need to be and brings back memories that are so special too. So okay, favorite artist of all time?
Oh my gosh, all these are not easy questions.
Nope.
Of all time, probably Whitney Houston or Michael Jackson. Like those two are very high on the list.
Okay, very cool. Is there an instrument that you would love to play that might be a challenge?
I've always I play the guitar, but I always wanted to play like a lead electric guitar, like where you can rip a solo.
You got to get together with the Command Sisters.
I know.
Those
two. I don't know if I have the patience for it.
Those two can play, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. They're crazy. But yeah, that's one. Yeah, I think that would be
nice.
Would be the one. Yeah.
What is your favorite thing to do to unwind?
Watch a movie.
Any particular one that brings back some good feels for you that is your go-to movie when you need one?
Not really. I'm big into like sci-fi, which might seem really weird, but I like a lot of science fiction and just like space and aliens.
Oh, very cool.
That type of stuff. because it just takes my mind away from it. I think when it gets to like super dramatic or like Oscar kind of movies, like mm-hmm. Oscar winning, it's too emotional, and then I get too too wrapped up into it, and it's just like I just need to not think,
not you know? To think that much.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there?
But I love all the Marvel movies. I think those are so well made.
Yeah, they are.
Just yeah. So I love all of that.
Very cool. Okay, so is there a favorite TV show for you? A series?
Oh, again, such a hard question. I really like recently. I really like Yellowstone.
I know. I love Yellowstone. I get tired of saying it all the time, but it's just I do. I love Yellowstone.
No, I love it because like we grew up on a ranch, and so like it definitely wasn't that dramatic,
mm-hmm.
but like it kind of takes you back to like. Farm life.
Yes. Yeah. I love that show. I can never mm-hmm. get enough of Kevin Costner to begin with, but yeah, they got some great characters in that show.
Oh yeah. So good.
Oh yeah. Definitely. Really, really great actors and actresses in that one. I'm telling you, really cool. Okay. Thank you so much for allowing me to ask you a few questions.
Just thank you.
Get to know you a little bit more. Well, thank you so much. I hope you're going to come back on when you get the new music coming out in May and any other news that you got coming up. We look forward to having you back.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. This was great.
Oh, no problem. You take care of yourself and I will see you live. Okay. And we'll do an interview then. Okay.
Perfect. Sounds great.
All right. You take care.
Okay. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. A great big thank you to my very special guest, pop artist, Noella Charles. I've got some great shows coming up for you. I'll be interviewing Smoke and Ashes, Mackenzie Lee Meyer, Jason Blaine, New Moon Junction, Amy Sky, and Mark Jordan, Josh Ramsey as well, and so much more. I hope you can join me here next time on the Music's Journey show. Don't forget you can check out all my podcasts at musicsjourney.com for more of the artist interviews that you don't want to miss. You can also check out all the articles that I write on all the artists that you know and love with the latest music, videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will see you here next time on Music's Journey.